I'm on the road again.
And he is on the road again. Day five of Henry's campervan tour from Ballybunion to British Bay. Henry McKean is taken to the highways and byways of Ireland in his trusty campervan to discover more of our beautiful country's hidden gems and to catch up with some fellow staycationers along the way. So we want to check in with Henry to see how it's been for a week in a campervan. Good morning, Henry. Are you ready for a real bed yet?
Pat, I would love a real bed. Morning. Yeah, I came across a wooden lodge beside the Blackwater River in Waterford called the Riverbank at Dromore, available on Airbnb by Pulitzer Prize finalist journalists and authors Robin Swan and Anthony Summers. And I was very tempted to book in. Robin Swan set the scene.
We are at Dromore Quay, which is a little known part of the Blackwater Valley, on the Blackwater River, and literally steps from the bank.
We're reopening, tourism is back, and you've decided to rent out a lodge and also a little cabin, which we're at, which is gorgeous. Describe it.
Well, we have a small apartment in a cottage that is accompanied by a boathouse, and the boathouse sits on the bank of the river with its balcony, and you can sit there and watch the otters play and the swans and just about anything else you want on the river life.
I'm here in my trusty camper van. I've pulled up. Do you think other people will pull up and perhaps stay in your little lodge?
We hope so, obviously, but I think also Waterford is just a really undiscovered and underappreciated area. We have St. Declan's Way, which is only a couple of kilometers away, which is fantastic for walking, proximity to the beach, to the mountains. We have a bit of everything, and we have some great food. We have a food festival coming up in Dungarvan soon with literally world-class food on offer.
And this is a hidden gem. I mean, I'm not sure why there isn't more fuss. The Blackwater River, so beautiful, so big, and so luscious and green, and we're hidden from the road. I didn't even know how to get here without asking.
Yes, and we, the locals who live here, we're a little bit torn. We wonder sometimes if we want to be discovered, but we realize that actually it would be pretty good for the local communities if more people realized that we were here and had so much to offer.
Would you be up for, you know, getting a camper van and hitting the road?
Absolutely. It's been a family joke for some time that we were going to take a large camper van and go everywhere in Ireland. Now the children are grown, I think he may actually make me do it.
Robin Swan talking about husband Anthony Summers' ambition to actually get a camper van. Henry, what's the quality of campsites for camper vans around Ireland?
Yeah, generally speaking, they're pretty good, but I came across luxury in British Bay, Ardenery Mobile Home Park. I met husband and wife, Dick Noel Conroy, and their son, Billy. Pat, this holiday park was very impressive, newly renovated this season to a five-star standard, and I was given a tour of the facilities.
Coming to work here is like going on holidays every morning.
Really? And you work 7 days a week through the season. Does it feel like you're on holiday, Noel?
Yes, and speaking to everyone and they enjoying themselves, so it puts us all into a great buzz.
We're at this, it looks like an Australian wool shed.
We've designed it with re-salvaged, galvanised, outback look. You basically take out your cassette toilet and you bring it over and you pour it into this here and flush it away. It has detergents in it and chemicals that has to be kept separate from the main sewage system.
Billy, we're inside a caravan, actually.
So this is actually a six berth. You have absolutely everything, a proper toilet, a flushing toilet, and a shower. Seating area turns up into a double bed as well, if you needed it.
Well, this is definitely the year of the staycations, and our visitors really enjoy the calmness and the proximity to the beach, and without the hype of going on foreign holidays. Just an hour from Dublin and Carlow and Kildare, we have them coming from all over. And West Wicklow, a big hit, because they're near the sea here.
There's some of them coming much closer, and they're only 20 miles away.
Really?
Yeah.
So really close.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have the swimming, and there's a surf school down here, and there's sailing. They can do water skiing and kayaking. And we've hill walking and Wicklow Way, and there's golf only up the road. The European golf course.
The European, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Tiger Woods played.
So I'm now inside the kitchen area of this beautiful campsite, Ardenery, here in British Bay. We've got running water, we've got stoves here, we've got granite top kitchens, really well finished, and I'm just gonna keep walking around here, and I'm going to have a look at the washing machines, all finished to a very high standard. Dick Conroy, we're now going over to the farmhouse here, and the farmhouse has been completely converted into bathrooms. You've gone to a lot of trouble, haven't you, to get this authentic look?
Yeah, we've been working on it for many years.
And we've got the showers back here, absolutely spotless. All brand new, but done in an old style. Oh, I think I might have a shower.
Now, Henry, you were obviously very impressed with the Ardenery Mobile Home Park. Did you manage to sleep well in your van?
Pat, for the first time on this tour, I had an amazing night's sleep. Could you believe it? I slept for a full 7 hours, except I forgot to put the shade at the front windscreen up, so it was a 6 a.m. start because it was sunny. But, you know, who cares? It was so beautiful. I met a man who swims with seals, and he took me to a hidden beach called Pirate's Cove at British Bay.
Hi, I'm Eamon Cullen, and I'm staying in the Ardenery Caravan Park, a little slice of heaven on British Bay. And we're down here now on our own private beach in a place called Pirate's Cove, where the seal family hang out. Now there's Daddy Seal, who's Ron, and there's the mother, who's Con, and baby seal is Polly, and the other baby is Aqua. So that's the seal family. And we're looking here on a beautiful, beautiful morning with the sun dancing off the waves and the ocean turquoise blue.
And you get to swim with the seals sometimes.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it is a slice of heaven. It's so calming. We have the place practically to ourselves. So even at the weekends, the main beach might be quite popular, we'd say. But this end of the beach here, our little slice here, is generally very quiet, and we have it to ourselves, and very family oriented. So it's very, very safe for kids as well.
How cold is the water in this part of British Bay? Or how warm is the water, I should say?
Well, cold, we're probably near the mark, but we're close enough to, I'd say, about 9 degrees.
Okay.
9, 10 degrees.
I could take 9.
And as soon as you put your foot in the water, you might disagree with me on that, Henry.
So it's like a warm... Oh, there we go. Oh, no, it's not like a warm fridge. It's actually not too bad. It's definitely warmer. Much warmer than Dublin Bay, put it that way.
Allegedly, Henry, warmer than Dublin Bay down at British Bay. And by the way, what did you learn from your campervan tour? What would you do differently?
Well, Pat, have you ever actually slept in a campervan yourself?
No. I've slept in a caravan years and years and years ago. Didn't like it much.
Really? So there you go. You have some experience. I suppose I would pack lighter. I would slow down. I would spend longer at the destinations. It did exceed my expectations, the trip, that the wildflowers even beside the road. How beautiful Ireland is, and the hidden beaches, the food, the friendliness, and how Ireland is trying to get back to normal and being able to relax and switch off. OK, I admit that I missed the football. I didn't see any football, but I did switch off from the news agenda, which was really quite refreshing. Reconnecting with my third cousin in Ballycotton in East Cork, Colm Millerick. That was something else. I haven't seen him in 10 years. And just the spontaneity of it, going back on yourself, the beauty, the sense of adventure, the beautiful weather we've had, and just the interesting people along the way. The man playing his trumpet in Moles Gap, bumping into him, that was something else. But you mentioned caravans, and you know something, Pat? The next time I might actually take a caravan, not a campervan. I know. I met Frances Lee, and she gave me some advice.
Sometimes with small children, a caravan is better. If you have small children and you have everything in the camper van, and then you want to go somewhere, you have to pack up everything and go. So
right, tell me about it.
My name is Mick Dawson. I'm from Rathfarnham. We've been caravanning since 2009. We bought our first van then. We went out with friends who had a caravan, and we stayed camping with them for a weekend, and we just progressed onto the caravan after that. Well, what I love about this is the peace, the tranquility, but most of all the views. Like if they say Wicklow is the garden of Ireland, this has to be the garden of Wicklow.
So this is the garden inside the garden?
This is the garden within the garden, yes.
The secret garden.
The secret garden. Oh, yes.
What's better, a caravan or a campervan?
A caravan, by all means.
Why?
Well, if you're in your campervan, you arrive in sight and you set up your water, your electricity, your awnings, and then you realise you forgot your toothpaste or you forgot to buy your prescription, you have to take everything apart, hop it back into the van, and off you go.
Whereas you're in a separate car?
Yes. The caravan will be here for the whole season this year, till the end of October.
You're inside the caravan. Describe it.
Well, it's a modern four-berth caravan, quite comfortable for two people, which we are. We have our internet, we have our central heating, we have our TV, we have our Netflix and all the mod cons. Full cooker, full fridge, full double bedroom with an island bed.
A separate door.
Separate door and the shower and the bathroom. And we have our microwave.
So everything.
Everything you'd want. All the comforts from home.
Well, that sounds like it could be a possibility, Henry, I must say. So the next time it'll be a caravan. You've still more to do, Henry, I know. I don't know whether you're going to stick with the van over the weekend or are you going to scurry home for a nice warm bed?
Well, it's tempting. You know, for example, British Bay is only an hour from County Dublin. From where I live, an hour and 15. It is tempting, but there's so much beauty in Wicklow, in British Bay. And I've never been to British Bay before. Could you imagine? I've been across Ireland. I've never been to Bushmills and I've never been to British Bay. But yeah, I'll be visiting Lismore Castle in County Waterford. I'll be getting exclusive access inside. And I'm really looking forward to that. Hopefully they give me a bed. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay, we'll hear from you next week then. Henry McKean on his campervan tour of Ireland.